going back a ways for that one. One of the old Illinois Jacquette classics from 1947. Illinois Jacquette on tenor sax along with Sir Charles Thompson on the piano. And that's an original called It's Wild. 21 out of 9 o'clock. First take with Lando and Chavis. I'm Carlos along with Brett.
Happy to be here, Carlos, and happy to hear such a cooking tune to get things going this morning.
Yeah.
Also cooking in Denver, sandwiches. And we've got Carolyn Reed from Silver Mine Subs here with us, and she attended the State of the Union address last week, also got to visit the Oval Office. So we'd like to ask her a little bit about her experience there and small business here in the Colorado area. Now, Carolyn, you have been a franchise owner of Silver Mine Subs for 10 years. You'll want to get that mic nice and close to you there, if you would.
There we go.
So you told me 10 years you've been running franchises for Silver Mine Subs.
Yeah, that's correct. I got into the franchise business about 10 years ago. Before that, I was a UPS driver.
Wow, big difference going to a business owner, especially that many stores, which you've recently taken over more in addition to the 7th and Colorado Avenue store that I'm sure gets a lot of business.
Yeah, that's correct. We also have 2 stores in Greeley. We have 2 in Cheyenne, and we also have 2 in Fort Collins.
Excellent. Well, so you were invited to the State of the Union address. And before that, though, you spent some time in the Oval Office with the president. Now, were you there kind of in the position of a small business owner in that capacity?
Yeah, I had written a letter to the president about 3 years ago about my experiences as a small business owner and how grateful I was for the fact that I was able to get a small business loan to open the store at 7th and Colorado. That at that time, that was my 3rd store. But more importantly, when I went to closing on that loan, there was stimulus money to pay for all of my closing costs, and those closing costs did not have to be paid back. So it was great to be able to take that money and put it back into the business at that time, because we were in a little bit of an economic downturn. So I had written to the president about my experience and to thank him for that, because that was part of the stimulus package that they had done about a little over 5 years ago.
Well, and then you got to thank him in person in the Oval Office. I mean, obviously a legendary place to visit.
I did, but I also did in July when the president was here. I had dinner with him at the Wazi Supper Club as well. So this has just been kind of a revolution for me. I mean, it's been really great. But yes, before the State of the Union address, I was invited to the Oval Office to sit with the president and talk with
Carolyn,
him.
Hanging out with important people in high places.
Well, it was wonderful. And then that morning, I also met with the administrator of the SBA, Maria Contreras Sweet. So we had about an hour meeting with her and with her cabinet members, and that was also really productive.
Well, so you have a lot of inside information at the federal level of what's happening for small businesses. And as a local business owner, what can you tell us about what's going on in relationship to the federal government and small businesses like yours here on the Front Range?
Well, a small business loan takes a little bit of work to get. It does take work. It takes work. You have to fill out a lot of paperwork. You have to show you know what you're doing. But the banker also has to fill out a lot of paperwork, and so sometimes banks don't want to do that. However, the Small Business Administration right now is trying to go to a new platform whereby applicants and bankers will be able to go online and fill out their application much like you would do a tax form, which will ask you questions and direct you to the right forms so that it'll expedite that process.
And what would you say is kind of the most important thing that people should understand about small businesses operating in the economic climate here today?
Well, the economy is ramped up now. Things have gotten much better, and we have grown quickly over the past few years. But I would say it's really important to make sure that you're well capitalized, that you have some cash for the down times, and that you have planned well. You need to plan for your profits. You need to have a good business plan in place and know exactly where you're going.
Well, it's nice to see a peek across the counter at what small businesses are doing, because I'm just the guy getting, extra oil and vinegar, a little salt and pepper on my vegetables, so I wouldn't know this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of curious. So it's a sandwich shop that you have, right?
That is correct. So yeah. We have hot and cold sub sandwiches, soup, chili, salads.
Business is good?
Business is good, yes. Yeah. We're We're kind of a niche type shop. We're open from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. and we deliver
3
a.m. in the morning, and we deliver.
Wow. Here in Denver?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're out and about, you can get a sandwich late delivered.
You can. Yeah. You can. You can go out and listen to music and then come and see us afterwards.
Again, if you're just joining us, it's Carolyn Reed of Silvermine Subs, who also you got a little TV, a little FaceTime on television,
yeah.
I think.
Yes, I did. I also did an interview with the CBS Morning Show, and that aired, I believe, on Wednesday morning.
Well, that's great, giving us a lot of exposure to the inside of business, and sandwiches up till 3 a.m., you can't beat that. Carolyn, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about business, and you know, good luck with Silvermine Subs going forward.
Oh, thank you, Brett, and thank you, Carlos. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for making the effort to come down here, because I know you came from north of Fort Collins.
North of Fort Collins, Wellington.
Wow.
So I came down the gauntlet of I-25.
What a champion. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. It's 15 ahead of 9. Let's do this tune from John David Simon and Friends. Some of those friends are Clark Terry and I Concentrate on You on First Take.